This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Brian Stevenson is a renowned lawyer, social justice activist, and founder and executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative. And as you'd expect, he's much in demand as a speaker. In his brilliant memoir, Just Mercy, Brian Stevenson tells a story that I've been thinking about a lot. He explained that he'd been befriended by Johnny Carr, a woman in her late 70s whom he described as charismatic, powerful, and inspiring. She'd been one of the chief architects of the Montgomery bus boycott, and she succeeded Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as the president of the Montgomery Improvement Association. He recounts the kind of conversations they would have. "Brian, Rosa Parks is coming to town, and we're going to meet over at Virginia Durr's house. Do you want to come over and listen?" "When Ms. Carr called me, she either wanted me to come someplace to speak or to go someplace to listen. Whenever Ms. Parks came to town, I'd be invited to listen. Oh, yes, ma'am, I'd love to come over and listen," I'd always say, affirming that I understood what to do when I arrived. I love thinking about this distinction as I head into various conversations of my own. Am I there to speak? Or am I there to listen? I'll put a link to his book, Just Mercy, in the show notes. I highly recommend it. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.